Welcome back, Connor Happer, Josh Adson with you. Paul Skeens' day in Omaha is over. Are his days in the minor leagues over?
What was the final line?
4 1/3, gave up a couple runs through in the neighborhood of 75, 76 pitches, something like that. And is currently online for the win against the Storm Chasers as the Indianapolis Indians lead it 6-2. I guess, is that enough innings to qualify for a win?
No.
Okay, never mind. He's not in line for the win. He's in line to continue to be 0-0, but he's very well in line to be called up to the major leagues. They should do that.
It is trending that way, as they say.
Speaking of baseball, Josh, what do you have for me?
I'm going to direct you to the New York Mets Twitter account.
The New York Mets, your favorite team?
Not true. They have released a graphic.
What do they have to tell us?
They're having a dollar hot dog night coming up in a few days.
Okay, so here we go. Mets. Oh, nice. They got Seymour Wiener involved. Remember the appearance from Seymour Wiener?
They honored a vet at a Mets game at Citi Field. And
his name was definitely Seymour Wiener.
Just happened to be Seymour Wiener.
Old guy.
The internet noticed.
They did.
And now Seymour Wiener is an internet celebrity.
Of course he is.
Hawking dollar dogs at Met games. It says a Seymour Wiener approved message. They have photoshopped Seymour Wiener holding a hot dog. And underneath it says, everyone loves a wiener.
I wish they would have found out that Seymour Wiener was Seymour Wiener like before he was 98 years old. That way this guy could have had a couple moments in the sun.
Uh-huh.
He's just going to be dead soon.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, relatively,
you can die at any age.
Relatively soon, I guess. Dollar Hot Dogs, April 30th, 7:10, a Seymour Wiener approved message. Everyone loves a wiener. Mets.com/dollardogs. Baseball hits different here, is what they say. By the way, offer valid for Nathan's Original Hot Dogs. Gluten-free or veggie hot dogs are available. Excludes specialty hot dogs, hawking, and in-seat service. So you have to, there's a lot of rules you have to follow to get the Dollar Seymour Wiener dog. It's go up to a concession stand, get a regular hot dog, don't make it any of that gluten-free, veggie, vegan crap. And you can't get it from dollar hot dogs from the hawkers either. They're gonna throw you a hot dog and it's gonna be $5.
I gotta go get it.
You gotta go get it
from the one stand.
Limit 4 dogs per transaction.
Okay. Now why not 5? So I can just hand you a fiver.
They want that change. Maybe they think they'll give you a tip.
Sure. Okay.
Paul Skeens ended up striking out 7 today.
7.
7 4 1/3. Gas watch in Omaha. And everybody can hopefully finish out the afternoon at Werner Park.
And now the Chasers can mount the comeback.
But everybody can head off of their lunch break and go back home and start working again. Because that's what we all do. We work from home now.
We love to work here at Energy Media.
We
Omaha.
Definitely love it here. Yes, for sure.
A lot of hard workers in this building.
All right, Trev Alberts is back at it. He is the athletic director at Texas A&M now. I don't know if you heard this, Josh.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like we would have made a huge deal about that.
Speaking of Storm Chasers people coming in when big things happen. So we talked about how Marty was here on the day the Penn State scandal dropped. I felt really bad for Nick Batters, a.k.a. Trick Gooders, when he came in to the morning show that one day and was going to promote the team and the schedule and the whole thing. And Nick is a great guy and an awesome, awesome radio voice for the Storm Chasers. But he came in and they were going to ask him about his, you know, Trick Gooders stuff. And I think they did a little bit of it. But at that very moment when he got here, the Trev Alberts news broke.
Like, well,
it's like, what are we supposed to do with this now? So once again, we apologize to the Omaha Storm Chasers. But anyway, back on Trev. So, Trev Alberts released a statement yesterday. He said the following: "We are on the cusp of unprecedented change in the world of intercollegiate athletics. I feel like we're always on the cusp of it. Are we ever going to be in it?
We're going to get there?
Are we going to be inside the cusp instead of on the cusp? When is the transition to being in the cusp? Or inside whatever we're on the cusp of? Anyway.
Poll question up at Happer Show. Will we ever be inside the cusp?
Yeah. As a department, we have to adapt and become more efficient and effective so that we are best positioned for the changes to come. However, what will not change is this. Student athletes are our priority in making sure their experience at Texas A&M is second to none. This morning, we met with several individuals to inform them that in light of the upcoming changes to our administrative structure, they will not be employees of the athletic department in the future. These changes are difficult, and let me state emphatically, these people have done nothing wrong. These are good, hardworking members of the Aggie family, and their service is greatly appreciated. I can assure you this was not personal. It was a business decision, and a very difficult one at that.
What?
He's standing on business.
What a weird statement.
Why is that weird, Josh?
It's a new regime. I don't think you have to make a statement after cleaning house.
You know, that's a fair point. That's a home run, by the way.
It's not to be expected, but it's not unexpected that...
I think there's something to this. He's an outsider, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all feel some type of way. Even us. We know that Texas A&M is a cult, right?
Very.
But we even know how we feel about outsiders coming in here and doing things like this in the first place.
I know. We need a Nebraska guy to coach the football team.
So I think he feels like he has to explain himself. Like, I know these people have been around for a long time. We've operated one way. But let me just say that it has not operated efficiently during this period of time in which maybe you think it has or you know, whatever from the outside. Also, like, I know how this comes off, but I got to say it. I think that's what he's saying to people when he releases the statement. But I think there's something to that. He fired at least 18 people yesterday.
That's a good number of people.
High-ranking officials in the athletic department, including Executive Deputy Athletics Director and Chief Operating Officer Justin Moore, who was actually up for the job, applied for the job that Trev got. And then Trev fired that guy. Various people all the way down to sports medicine people, branding directors, equipment and apparel directors. But those are just some of the names.
He trimmed the fat in the department.
That's what it seems. That's what it seems like he did. Yes. Trev also made sure now... This was reported to KBTX in Texas, in College Station. According to Alberts, this move has no connection to the $76 million buyout that Texas A&M owes former football coach Jimbo Fisher.
Couldn't be. Couldn't be related.
I love the Trev playbook. If there is one thing I definitely appreciate about Trev, is that the guy has he's got it all. I don't know if it's all right. You know, I don't know if it's all good. And certainly there have been some complaints over the years about the way he handles things like this. Maybe he comes off as a bit cold. Maybe the timing isn't great. But is there ever really good timing to fire 18 people? Is there ever really good timing to cancel a wrestling program or a football program? Probably not. Now, those people would probably say, probably not right after the national championship, which... I agree, probably.
Fair.
Yes, that's fair. But this is straight out of the Trev playbook. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. Tighten up. Make that thing look efficient as heck. You know, trim the fat, like you said. And about, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, there will be some big ideas that are introduced at Texas A&M.
Big ideas, you say.
He's got a vision. We once appreciated that about Trev Alberts. I don't think we do anymore because of obvious reasons.
Nah, vision's for losers.
That's what we want you to believe around here. Keep in mind, man, the legwork that Trev did while he was here has put Nebraska in a position right now to be in position. Position to be in position, right? It is streamlining the athletic department, having a direction in terms of the leadership. What do we want to be about? Like, let's have a mission statement, you know? Let's be that. And let's work hard at it every single day. And so at a place like Texas A&M, it's easy to see how things, after a long period of time of just having the ability, to, you know, having the money, having that the donors at your disposal, like, you get a little fat and happy. Even though you don't have success to go behind it, but Trev doesn't put up with any of that crap, man. Like, Trev does not, Trev doesn't like gluttony, you know? Even though he introduced the $500 million South Stadium, whatever, like, it's not, it's not, he's not doing it as a vanity project. He's not doing it for luxury. It's like, all right, I think, you know, I think we need this. I really believe in that. I don't think he was doing it as a vanity project or anything like that. But that's, like, that's one thing. If you don't work hard and if you're, and nobody can tell what you're doing, it's just not going to work, you know?
Right.
That's why him and Matt Rhule got along so well. I've heard many people remark already, like, Matt Rhule can be a really, he'll love you. He's a challenging guy to work for because he works hard and he expects the same out of you, and you have to sacrifice a lot to do it. And if you're not up for it, great. We'll find somebody else to do it. And you'll be ruthless in finding somebody else. If you can't live up to the standard, then you can't live up to the standard.
The standard is the standard.
The standard is the standard. And there needs, and to be clear, at Nebraska, at Texas A&M, like, wherever, there needs to be the standard. There needs to be the standard, whether it's athletic department wide or football program wide. So that's what Trev's up to. I'm sure we'll be keeping a close eye on him. And I'm sure we'll be seeing Trev in about 8 weeks for the College World Series.
Just thought I'd return to my old stomping grounds, Connor. I just wanted to say hi. I got a lot of friends and family in these parts.
Is that how Trev talks?
Not really. It's not a good Trev.
I like that. I like that it's your Trev voice, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was clearly doing a voice.
Yeah, some voice. Not anybody's, but a voice for sure.
Forgotten what that man sounds like.
He had a pretty normal voice. All right, we'll round out the hour when we return on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.